We've just been talking about Fielding and Platt's famous Christmas parties, and John Jack Hobbs, who was Jeff's father, was actually instrumental in the organisation of these parties. And Jeff's got some fantastic memories of attending these parties and the aftermath of the parties, if we might call them that. So, Jeff, talking about these parties, what memories does it bring back for you, and seeing these photos here as well?
Well, I'm trying to recollect just when all this started, and I think it was probably be in about 1942. I recall seeing these strange shapes appearing on the kitchen table, pieces of wood with aluminium or steel screws through them, which sort of were turned into llamas and kangaroos and various things like that. And these things appeared, and Dad was busy painting these objects. And I was sworn to secrecy because these actually were some of the presents that were going to be distributed at Fielding's Christmas party. Bear in mind, we're talking about the middle of the war, and that things were in extremely short supply, and it was remarkable that I don't know quite how many children actually went to the parties, a couple of hundred I would think, and they all went home with a present, and they were very largely made by the various members of staff in their own time, and then hoarded up and given to Father Christmas to distribute at the parties. Anyway, the great day used to come, and I suppose these parties probably lasted from about 1942 till around 1950 would be my guess. And each year we would go on a Saturday afternoon and go into the works canteen, where we would first of all be regaled with perhaps the local conjurer, films of Laurel and Hardy and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and all those sort of things. And also there would be a Punch and Judy show, and then there would be the tea. And then eventually, of course, Father Christmas would come and distribute all the presents. And a jolly good time was had by all, I suspect. My sort of recollections include the fact that I imagine that my dad and others, of course, were busy clearing up at the end of the proceedings. And we lads, two or three of us at least, would be left free to roam Fielding and Platt. I can remember walking along corridors that looked down on the little railway line that went round to the docks, going over a bridge that went into the pipe shop and the pattern shop. We went down into the main works, into the hydraulic shop. I don't suppose we were supposed to do any of these things, but we did. And then equally going the other way, you could go through some corridors, and I seem to recall you could look into the drawing office and places like that. So it was all very intriguing. And also, thinking about it now... many years on, of course, but as one went down into the main workshop, the main entrance, which was for the works, was off Church Street, and the area to the right, if you were facing into the factory, was what my dad used to call the engine shop. It used to be the area where the diesel and gas engines had latterly been constructed and occasionally came back in for repair, whereas the big main works were to the left and between Church Street and Baker Street, where all the hydraulic work was being done. It was quite a hive of industry, of course, in those days.
Thank you, Jeff. You talked about the food that you would have there. Can you remember the types of things that you would eat when you went to these Christmas parties? What would be laid on for the kids?
Oh, I think there were all the usual sorts of sandwiches. In those days, of course, it was largely fish paste sandwiches, potted meat sandwiches and that sort of thing. You couldn't get the real thing, or only in very, very small quantities. Most food was on ration, of course. Somehow they would come up with jelly and ice cream, I think, though, again, it was in relatively short supply. And then all the ladies would have made cakes of one sort or another. There was enough to go around. But I suppose we don't really realise nowadays, being able to go into any supermarket anywhere and buy just about any object or type of food that you actually want, just how difficult it was in those days to actually feed a family, let alone feed 200 children and make them have a nice Christmas party. But somehow they did.
And your dad must have been responsible for coordinating that side of things as well, just making sure that there was enough food and the jelly and ice cream sort of came together, that sort of thing. Did he ever talk about organising these parties, or do you ever remember him of the things that he would do as part of that?
I'm not sure that he was particularly involved in the food side. I think that what it really came down to was that there was a group of like-minded individuals, both men and some of the ladies who worked in the works and the canteen and the offices, who somehow had this notion that there ought to be something to look after the children in these difficult times, and I think they all pulled together, and it was part of the Fielding family, if I can describe it like that, that they really did it with a great willingness of heart, and I think in their way they enjoyed it as well. I'm not sure that Dad made any particular references to specific angles of organisation. He was obviously quite involved, I think, with this production of the children's toys, because I think I seem to recall that went on for several years. I think, of course, in the latter years, after the war had finished, there was a little bit more of a tendency to actually go out and buy objects rather than manufacture them themselves. But I think he was quite involved in that angle and the arrangements for getting Punch and Judy there or whatever it might have been, rather than the food side.
And thinking about these toys, we've got a lovely picture here of Father Christmas and a small child holding a wooden clock. Is that kind of representative of the kind of things that would have been given to children at these parties as presents?
Yes, I think it is. I think maybe that would looks a little bit to me as though it's probably post-war, and it's possible that that might have been bought in as opposed to made in-house. But nevertheless, that was a pretty typical present for, in this case, it's a nice young lady, isn't it? I'm sure she's going to enjoy that, to play with that over Christmas.
And what did you get? Do you remember any of the toys that you received? You mentioned llamas and animals and things. Do you remember anything that Father Christmas gave to you?
Do you know, my mind's a blank on that one. I honestly don't think I can remember any of those. I think my brother actually had one of the llamas. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was sort of around at home or in the shed long, long, long after Fielding's parties had finished. But it disappeared somewhere. And yeah, sorry, I don't remember my own little bit towards it.
And you were talking about they were put together with screws and things and painted. So they would have had working limbs and they would have been painted like the animal, or would they have been painted brightly?
Oh no, I think painted a little bit like the animal. They were intended to be representative. Of course, what was interesting was that so many of these things were actually made in the works. I suspect perhaps in works time, but with a blind a blind look on the part of the foreman, I should think, as it got nearer to Christmas.
And looking at some of these pictures that we've got here of the parties, Santa Claus appears in a lot of them. Who was Santa Claus? Was that your dad?
I don't recall him actually being Santa Claus, but I wouldn't be surprised I suspect they took it in turns, actually, some of them. I suspect that he would have been Santa Claus on at least one occasion, but I don't actually have a recollection.
That in one of these pictures is a man called Jim Haynes, who you remembered as being instrumental as part of these parties as well. Could you talk about him and your memories of him and perhaps what your father used to say about him as well and his involvement in the parties?
Well, I recall Jim Haynes a little from various places that we might have gone. Jim Haynes seemed to be the life and soul of the party at Fieldings, and he was always involved in all kinds of activities to do with the sports and social affairs of the company. I'm sure he worked very hard as well, but he was certainly very involved in the Christmas party type of thing. We've got pictures of him involved in some a play that a group put on. We've got pictures of them in the wartime ARP garb when they were looking after the and protecting the works. We've got pictures of him running parts of the Fielding Sports Day down at the ground at Submeadow Road. Jim was involved in everything. In fact, somewhere I had a cutting or leaflet from the Sports and Social Club, and he and my dad were both members of the committee, so I think there wasn't too many things that went on around Fieldings that they didn't have an involvement in.
And looking at some of these pictures, you said that you were in one of them. Which photo was that? So we've got three photos here where you or various members of your family are involved in the picture there as well. Can we just describe each of these pictures in turn? So perhaps starting with this long picture, can you just describe what sort of feelings, what sort of memories this picture brings back, and mention some of the people that you recognise in the picture there as well, please?
Well, the first picture is one which shows five tables full of long tables full of children awaiting their tea, and I think they're actually we must all be looking at something that's on the stage. We're all looking quite expectant, I suspect. We look as though we're a bit solemn on this particular occasion. So, quite what's actually happening on the stage is a little bit obscure, but nevertheless, a great air of expectancy, and we're obviously all waiting for tea because the plates are still unused and the napkins are unfolded. In the background are all the members of the hall is decorated. And then I see there's a big "A Merry Christmas" sign across the end of where the feeding hatches are. And around the back of the room are all the people who were involved in helping in providing the day. I can see my dad's in a corner over in one picture, and there's some ladies at the back there. I dare say, if one got a magnifying glass on this, I might just be able to recognise one or two individuals, but it's a long, long time ago now, of course. Do we want to go on?
Yes, please.
Then we have another one where this is all the children sat in lines, obviously enjoying either a film or a conjurer, or it could be Punch and Judy. We look as if we're all shouting out to do something. "He's behind you," or something like that. It seems, I don't know why, but I and my brother are actually sat on the front row of this little picture here. So everyone's enjoying themselves, there's no doubt about that. And the third one is quite interesting in that there's some ladies are gathering together, quite a lot of little girls, with they look as though they might be doing ring-a-ring-a roses or something of that sort, some sort of game. My dad's looking over on in the background. I'm looking over in between one of the ladies and my father, and my little brother, he won't thank me for this if he ever hears it, has escaped and is getting into the middle of the circle with the girls.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Jeff.